Hey, let's do one on Kimberly, Kimberly Montgomery. She was born 1/24/1944. Miss Montgomery is being seen today emergently for face-to-face evaluation at 1 p.m. on 8/1/2024. This is an 80-year-old, very thin, debilitated white woman with history of end-stage COPD, tobacco abuse, dementia, weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. She's originally from Indiana, period. She's been widowed for years now. She used to be an accountant, has three children. Period. In the past few weeks, she has been eating very little. She's been evaluated and seen by folks from the hospice company on a daily or every other day basis because of the decline. Period. She also suffers from anxiety and air hunger because of her end-stage COPD and chronic pain. Period. The paragraph today, she had a change in her condition. She became more obtunded. At the time of visit, her O2 stat was only 60%, but she was on 5 liters of oxygen with a heart rate of 60 and blood pressure 90/60, period. New paragraph, first thing I recommended was for the oxygen to be dropped down to 2.5 liters because of the fact that she appears quite hypercapnic to me. Also, breathing treatment was given. Patient has a DNR in place, does not want to go to the hospital, wants to be kept comfortable at home. Morphine had been administered earlier, period. New paragraph, patient responded to the respiratory treatments times two. Her oxygen saturation came up. Her heart rate came up from 40s, 60s to 100s, and she was much more awake, period. Patient, new paragraph again, suffers from end-stage COPD with corpulmonale, pulmonary hypertension, and severe cachexia related to her end-stage COPD, period. She's expected to do poorly and has lost weight and has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and continues to show rather quick demise, period. New paragraph, at this time, her condition has been stabilized, but nevertheless, she's still high risk, and death is very nearby. Oh, patient most likely has days or weeks on this earth. We'll keep patient as comfortable as possible, remains hospice appropriate. Keep the oxygen at 2 liters. Give breathing treatments every 2 hours to help with hypercapnic state. Patient is taking very little food at this time because of her end-stage COPD, cachexia. That is unavoidable and not much can be done. We'll keep her as comfortable as possible during the time that she has left on this earth. Thank you.